views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Women is a talk radio show that gives voice to the personal stories of women. It will inspire women and enlighten men to follow their dreams and create positive changes in their lives. Whether the audience listens to best-selling authors or a layperson like themselves, they'll realize there are others with similar experiences and feelings to their own. This show will give women tools they can use every day, which will empower them to step out of their boxes and create the changes they desire in their life. Chris inspires women to find their voice, speak up, and become leaders of their own life. Everyone has their gifts to share with the world, and it's time for women to work together to bring honor and respect to the feminine voice, which is within all people, men and women. Topics include personal growth, spirituality, creativity, leadership, and divine feminine. Now here's your host, Chris Stamos.
Well, welcome to Voices of Women. It's a beautiful sunny day in Seattle. I hope the sun is shining where you are. I want to begin today by sending out healing to the families who are impacted by the recent shootings of students we have in Seattle just yesterday, and also California. I don't know what I can say that can make anyone feel better at such senseless losses like these, but just want everyone to know that you're in our hearts and prayers. We can reach out with our heartfelt compassion to people who are impacted by these tragedies. And our society is struggling to understand why these happen and what we can do about them. A lot of talk of, you know, the safety of schools and a lot of policies put into place, but also, you know, how can we help the people who do these extreme acts? You know, why are they led to such extreme acts of horrific natures, and I think it goes back to childhood emotional mental health needs, in which sometimes are known and sometimes it's not even foreseen. But we need to look at both sides of the equation. And today my guest is a healer and a spiritual leader and visionary, and her name is Francine Vail. She's the author of the book Song of the Heart: Walking the Path of Light. In this book, she's written a compelling memoir that gives a prescription for what ails our collective psyche and illuminates the path to a higher level of consciousness and self-healing. Francine shares about the presence of guardian spirits who are just waiting to assist us, the oneness of humanity, and the true structure of what Francine calls all that is. Her website is francinevail.com, and that's V-A-L-E, francinevail.com. So welcome, Francine.
Hello, Chris. Thank you so much for having me.
Yes. Well, I want to begin first with your story, because the first half of the book is a memoir. And you start off with actually your father's life. You know, he was rejected by his father, and then his father's family put in homes, and really had kind of an abusive upbringing. And then your life growing up as a little girl. And so share a little bit of how this has impacted you in finding your purpose here in your life.
Well, I was strongly influenced by my father's stories when I was growing up. And I was also influenced by my mother's difficult childhood. Both my parents had difficult childhood. But my father really tore into my heart when I was very young. And I didn't realize it at the time. It's only in hindsight that I begin to see. I had a strong, deep, spiritual ability, because I used to imagine myself as an angel kneeling next to my father when he was a little boy, trying to soothe him and tell him that there was a better life waiting for him. And it really was, it was hard. Every night he talked about what happened when he was a child. He recounted the stories, the harsh life, and it was really, really hard. So I grew up with a desire to help children and have my own children, have a very loving family. I knew I had a lot of love inside me, because I also had a guardian angel show herself to me when I was three. And so I understood that everything in life is about loving and using love to heal. That healing came through being loved.
And so you have taken on a mission to help others heal.
Yes, and it began with my parents because the angel told me that my parents needed my love and that I was the only one who could give them the kind of love that would help them to heal their wounds. And so I understood, you know, when you get messages from highly evolved beings, there's always a lot of information packed into it beyond the words, beyond the communication that we know as words. There's thoughts embedded in the communication. And so I understood that to mean that people were more important than things. And so I always lived that way, that whatever I was doing, if someone needed me or if something was happening with someone, I would drop what I was doing to minister to that person. Just, you know, sometimes all a person needs is to have a loving person listen to them. We can't solve everybody's problems, but we can listen. And bring love through.
And so you wrote this book, Song of the Heart, and tell us, I mean, I imagine, you know, this message of love is probably one of the main messages. What else is the, that, you know, why you wrote the book?
Well, I wrote the book because the Earth guided me to. In my introduction of the book, I describe how it happened. Part one was in 1989. I woke up one morning, and just to make it very brief for the conversation now, people can read it in the book. There was a golden light inside my head, and in this light, I saw the book, and I saw the title on the cover, Song of the Heart, and the entire book was shown to me, every word, every sentence, every page. And I was told that I needed to sit down and start writing, and that I was not alone, I was going to be helped, and that I should begin. Before I began, I couldn't write fast enough. That was before I ever had a computer. I was writing by hand. I just couldn't write fast enough. And I wrote it every day. I was working. I'd get up at 6 in the morning and write. I wrote during lunchtime. I wrote when I came home. I wrote late at night. And I finished it in about 14 months. And that book did not get published, although it got very close to being published many times. I lived in the heart of the publishing district in the center of New York, and I knew a lot of people. And it really went pretty far, but it just never got published. And then I began to move around a lot. I separated from my husband. It was moving, searching for a place where I'd really be comfortable. And 21 years went by. In 2011, I took out the manuscript and I edited it and gave it a fresh feel. And I was wondering, I started to get this thought in my head that there was a part two waiting. But I had no idea how part two was going to begin. I didn't know where to begin with it. Meditating on, thinking about it, and all of a sudden one day in March of 2012, oh, my goodness, this is unbelievable. The square of golden light was in my head, right in the center of my head. And overlaying that square were four triangles that came to a point in the center. And those triangles opened up. And as they opened up, out poured golden light that filled my entire head. And I realized later, I was looking at the top of the pyramid of Giza. But this was information that was embedded in the pyramid, and it was destined to be revealed in the year 2012. And out poured the structure of all that is. Now I have a laptop. I ran to my laptop, and every day for 10 days, I received another page. At the end of 10 days, the structure of all that is was complete. And then I began to write the rest of part two, which is in a journal form. And that's how that began. It was really quite miraculous. I really gave everything up in my life just to write this part two, and took 6 months to write. And that's why I wrote my book. I feel like I was totally guided. I felt the presence of spirit at my right hand. I felt the presence of spirit all around me. When I went to sleep at night, helping me to do this, I had never written a song. I wasn't going to think of myself as a writer, although I thought I'd be a writer at a certain point in my younger years. I wasn't a writer. And whenever I tried to write, I didn't like the way it sounded. So this book came out really beautiful, well written, and I feel the spirit is entwined in the words, and I feel the energy of spirit, golden light, is embedded on the pages. When people read it, everyone is sending me letters and emails about how they feel an enlightenment from reading the book. So I'm very gratified and very humbled by the whole experience.
Yeah, so you talk about, you know, the spirit guides guiding you. And so I'm wondering, to give an example of how they interact with you. Because you shared even in the first part of the book, your story of seeing your spirit guides. So if you could share, you know, how they presented themselves to you, how they communicate. Because a lot of times we don't know. We don't see or hear or know the signals, and we miss them. And so that might help people.
This is true. I'm a very sensitive person. I was always a very sensitive child, and very much an observer. I've always been one to observe my feelings most of all and examine them and my thoughts, an inner journey, you might say. And when I was 3, I felt the presence of my guardian angel there. She stayed with me throughout the years. Although I wasn't always aware of her, she was there. And in the book, I write about the changing moment of my life when my spirit guide revealed himself to me in 1991. And that was after part one was finished. I knew in 1989, the fall of 1989, I knew something was going to happen to me. That year I was turning 50. And I knew that something amazing was going to happen to me that year. My birthday is December 1st. So that fall, and so I started carrying a notebook and pen around with me wherever I went. So whenever this thing happened, I'd be able to write it down. And what it was the beginning of the book. But then in July 4th weekend of 1991, I was at Cape May, New Jersey, which is the southernmost tip of New Jersey. I was there with my husband.
Well, you know, we're going to have to come back and get the story. This is Christina. You're listening to Voices of Women. We'll come back and hear more of Francine Vale's story.
To Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Want to experience a deeper spiritual connection, reduce stress, and overcome anxiety? You can take control of your life now with the power of meditation. Let Jennifer Farmer, gifted intuitive, medium, and spiritual teacher, show you how easy it is to develop your natural intuitive gifts, manage chronic pain, and live abundantly with a consistent meditation practice. Sign up now for Jennifer's newsletter at jenniferfarmer.com to receive a free healing meditation and watch her free instructional videos at jenniferfarmer.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show. Stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stanis, and I'm talking with Francine Vale, who's the author of Song of the Heart. And first, before we continue on Francine's story, I wanted to share, we had a great pampering day last Saturday. It was sold out, a fabulous, fabulous day. And our next event is June 28th. It's going to be open to men and women. It's an event we're sharing with the Mankind Project, a group here in Seattle. It's an international organization, but we're with the local group in Seattle. It's going to be June 28th in a private home. It's in a beautiful 4-acre lot. It's a gorgeous, like a park-like setting. And it's going to be men and women of the new paradigm, unearthing the shadow. We're going to do some gender reconciliation work. It's going to be fabulous. And you can find out more about the event on our website, womenofwisdom.org. So getting back to your story, Francine, you were sharing how, and you said a lot of people, they want to know how to find their spirit guide. So they want to know your story of how you discovered your spirit guide. So beginning that story.
Yes, that's a very good question. I could ask that more than anything. So it was July 4th, 1991, and it was dawn. Dawn was breaking. I was at the beach. And see a light being moving toward me from a great distance. And he grew closer and closer. And as he became closer, he became more solid. I thought that he was my son, because he looked like my son. But he was more slender than my son. My son developed his body with weight. And so in my etheric body, I rise up to greet him. And he comes right up to me. And he embraces me with incomparable gentleness, kisses my face tenderly, all-encompassing love flowing from him to me. And his greeting is, I love you, Mother. And I feel so overwhelmed by the purity of his vibration. I feel so loved and joyous. It's beyond anything you can experience in our world. And I say to him, my son, how shall I call you? Because I had a baby who died 26 years earlier. And this spiritual person looked like he was that age, like in his mid-20s. He didn't come to me until later. you know, his age, but I realized later he would have been 26, and that's how he looked. And he told me I may call him my son, my guide, and to all others, he should be known as Adam, which is the name that I gave him. He tells me that he sees my golden light, and he tells me that my golden light is seen from distant stars. Speaks very, very poetically. And so it's incredibly beautiful, joyful, loving. It's an incomparable experience. And I lie down, and I was in an echo as in another dimension, because I really could never get clear on how I rose up and how I lay down again. But I lay down, and now I feel in my physical body a powerful energy vibration. And it swept upward from my toes, and it blended and rose up from the base of my spine, upward all the way to the top of my head. And there I felt an opening as powerful energy burst through. It swept around again, and it rose up my spine again, and I just felt ecstasy, incredibly ecstatic. And I learned later that's what we call Kundalini rising. And it feels like every cell in your body is stimulated and tingling. And it just kept happening over and over again, surging up through my spinal column and around again, down and up. And then after that, all I wanted to do was lie down, call on him, and have that experience. And so I was doing this several times a day. Every time I called on him, he came to me. And what I realized later was this was a cleansing. This was like a cleansing of hurtful, wounded energy from my body so that I could be purified and more able to communicate with him from a higher frequency level. And it's such a wonderful weekend, so I went back to the city after the weekend, and that is just all I did was lay down and communicate with my spirit guide, and he began to teach me things. And the first thing he said to me was, "We are all one." That was my first teaching from my spirit guide. We are all one. And of course, through the years, the oneness began to have different meanings. At first, I thought he meant just our immediate family. How foolish when I think about it now. Of course, as I grew in my understanding, I got to understand that it's the unity consciousness. Everything is one. We're all connected. Everything we do affects everyone around us and everything else. And everything that everyone does affects everything around them. And this energy vibrates out and crosses around the globe. That's why everything we do is so important. Every thought, every word we speak, every action we take is so important, because we affect one another deeply without even realizing it. So that was my first teaching, and it was just glorious. And he allowed me to ask questions, and he would answer them. I have that in my book. That's the last chapter of part one. And that completely changed my life. He taught me how to see things from a higher place. And I began to, it was easy for me because I'm a Sagittarius. It just comes natural to me to try to bring things up to a higher way of seeing it, you know, not stay in a place of argument and discord, but to see where the pain is and feel that pain, smooth it out, and come together on an equal level. So that was my teaching that summer, and that began an amazing chapter in my life. Everything just looked different to me after that.
Yeah, that would change.
You know, material possessions didn't mean that much to me. Chatter didn't mean that much to me. It's more important to talk about the spiritual truth and higher wisdom. That's what I cared about. That's what I was yearning for, that's what I was seeking. And now I knew with my spirit guide, with me, that this was right. This is exactly what it was supposed to be. So before, when I was meditating before the program and I was thinking of how I was going to be, I opened my book for inspiration. And wouldn't you know it, I opened to page 352, which is the last page of my spirit guide chapter. And what I see on that page when I opened it, to me, this is guidance. This is how you give the guidance. And it says here, he's explaining something to me because I'm asking him, how am I ever going to get these wisdom teachings out? You know, I'm not a famous woman. I'm just an ordinary woman. And he says to me, inadequacy is no more than a human fear superimposed upon the glorious spirit of eternity. And I'm reading that just before. And that, to me, is such a pivotal line. Inadequacy is no more than a human fear. Because that's really one of the best reasons to immerse ourselves in spiritual teachings, where we get away from the human fear. Once you move into spiritual quest, you start to, you're on the path now, and you start to get away from fear. And you move into love. And that's a place of intense joy and ecstasy when you truly know that. And so I encourage all women, most of my clients and women, not to be afraid, even though I myself still to this day, after all these years, have moments of fear when something comes unexpectedly that you don't expect and it's threatening to you, you feel frightened. But I can regain my center. I can regain my center pretty quickly. So that, to me, is one of the biggest reasons to follow the spiritual path. It helps you overcome fear. Fear of everything. Fear of death. Fear of being harmed. Fear of lack. All fear is overcome through the spiritual path. You grow lighter in your frequency, and you just become a more fulfilled person, whatever you're doing. We don't have to be an official healer. We don't have to call ourselves a healer or a mystic or anything. Through our daily life experiences, we can bring this higher frequency through in all our interactions. As a matter of fact, that's what we're supposed to do, whatever we do. That's my teaching.
Yes, and one of the things that you talk about is recognizing the light in ourselves and learning to honor it and see it in others. And so when we come back, we'll talk a little bit about how to expand your light. So this is Christina with Voices of Women. We'll come back and talk more with Francine Bale.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Where do you desire to go in your life? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Our Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside us waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase while Victoria Cohen takes everyday situations like job loss, relationship struggles, parenting challenges, work stress, and health concerns and shows you how awakening to your inner voice helps you make more conscious choices where your life flows more smoothly with greater clarity, purpose, grace, and ease. As a psychotherapist and soul coach, Victoria has inspired thousands of clients over the past 31 years to listen to their inner wisdom and let it guide them on their true path. You can learn this too on Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen. Your soul suitcase is packed. Are you ready to start your journey?
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
The colorful world of energy is all around you. Join Lynn Brown on July 19th, 2:30 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. at Maya Whole Health Studio and learn about the colorful world of chakras, your aura, and what it all means. You'll learn how each chakra corresponds to different aspects of your physical body, material world, and why it is important to give them love and attention. Each attendee will receive a reading on the most prominent color in their aura. Let's get into it. Call 425-271-0200 and register now.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, we will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stanis, and I'm talking with Francine Vale. So, Francine, before we continue on, can you give your website and what people might find about your work there?
Yes, my website is francinevale.com, and I have several interesting items on my website that people might enjoy. I have a video of myself giving it very casual. It's not a professional. I was just at a meeting, and I was getting a talk on timelines. I have an excerpt from the book, and I have a piece, a message from the light beings of light who speak to me, big teaching that anybody can look at. And there's some promotional information, but I care more about the beings of light and the timeline talk. Very interesting. My bio is on there. I have my horoscope reading with Monty Taylor, last horoscope reading I did with Monty Taylor, I put on my bio. So it's interesting. I like my website. I never thought I'd have one, but I do. And it's an expression of me. If you go to my website, you'll know me.
That's great. Okay, so we were just starting about wanting to know how you can teach people to expand their light, how they can, people can achieve that.
Yes, this is very important. There are so many guided healing meditations that I do, but at the present time, this is my favorite because it connects us to our soul light and allows us to expand our soul light. Now, I can lead you, listeners, I can lead listeners, into this meditation. It'll take about 5 to 7 minutes, if that's okay, so everyone can experience this for themselves. And I encourage people to make it their own. You don't have to follow exactly what I say. Do it in a way that suits your own unique energy. It all works. Well, as long as it's done with heartfelt, conscious intention, it will work for you.
Okay, Francine, we can't do a 5 to 10 minute meditation, so you'll have to do a shortened version of 2 to 3 minutes.
Okay.
Sorry, we're on the radio.
It's okay. I will do my best.
Okay.
All right, so allow yourself to relax. Always begin with a relaxation of the body. Take a few breaths and concentrate on the spark of light in the center of your heart chakra that is your soul. This is a spark of light that is your soul. Allow yourself to visualize it and see it. Notice the color. Notice the feeling you have when you see that spark of light in the center of your heart chakra. And now breathe with conscious intention. And know that as you breathe, as you inhale, you are bringing into your body the life force, divine love, the energy of divine love coming into you. And because your soul is your divinity, with every breath you take, will bring divine love to blend with your soul. And now with your conscious intention, with every breath, you see your soul light expand. So with every breath you take, with every intake, observe how that spark of light in the center of your heart chakra begins to expand. See it expand and grow. And with every breath, see it grow and fill your entire body from your head down to your toes, fully your arms, your body, your legs, all the way down to your toes, filled with the light of your soul. Continue breathing, aware of divine love coming in with every breath, aware of your soul also being divinity, human divinity, aware of its expansion. And after a while, see how it expands beyond your body. See how the light of your soul, by placing a conscious intention upon it, expands beyond your body to uplift your aura, to cleanse your aura, to purify your aura. See it expand. See how far out you can enhance your soul light. See how far and wide your soul light can reach. It is limitless. Allow it to expand all the way around the entire planet, around the planet with your love light, around the planet with the light of your soul, bringing love and light and increased divinity to the planet, to the entire Mother Earth. Let it reach out to every human being, to every growing thing, to every marvel on our planet, the mountains, the waters, the trees, the animals, the air. This is your soul life. It is unlimited. It is expansive. And after you experience this expansiveness of your soul life, the greatness of your divinity, now begin to bring it back. Bring it back to you. Let it come back to you. Having gained enlightenment from encircling the earth, coming back into you, settling back into your body. Feel it. Feel the feeling of your soul light coming back into your body, comfortably settling back into your heart chakra, returning to its position in the center of your heart chakra, into its flame, into its spark of light, now knowing more for its travels around the world, for having sent love to every cell on the planet. And you, dear friends, have received enhanced divinity as a result of your travel. Feel that enhanced divinity within you. Feel the calmness. Feel the lightness of being that you have brought into yourself from enhancing your soul life. And know that you can do this at any moment, whenever you need it, whenever you are stressed, whenever you are feeling upset over anything or feeling ill. Bring your soul light out and expand it. Ask it to do anything for you. Bring healing to you. Bring healing to your loved ones. Bring healing to your friends and neighbors. Bring healing to the oceans and the trees and the birds and everything you can think of. Whatever is in your mind. Don't worry about leaving anything out. And then give gratitude to God. God, in cosmic language, your friend, his love. It is all around us. All we need to do is concentrate on it. And it becomes us. We become love. This is what we are meant to become. Pure love on the earth to the enlightenment at this time of trouble. And you play your part. You play your role. You do what you came to do. By bringing your love to the planet, to yourself, by learning who you are, by remembering who you are, and then being that. Be that enhanced soul body that you are. Be that. Let it permeate every cell of your body. Express yourself as an enhanced, enlightened, peaceful light that you just experienced. This powerful energy. You are not a victim. You are not helpless. You are powerful, full light. And then offer gratitude to all that is for bringing you to this moment. Amen. So, this is the way we expand our soul light. This is the way we come to know ourselves as our soul. We grow accustomed to doing this. It comes more easily every time we do it. And we can share it with our friends. More importantly, it's a journey that begins within ourselves. We cannot love another truly unless we learn to love ourselves. And as we see our own divinity, when we're looking at divinity, we're looking at God within. How could we not love it? This is us. We are part of God. We are part of all that is. We are love. Everything is created from love. Love is the only thing that's real. All the rest is illusion. Whatever frightens you, whatever bothers you, whatever upset you may experience in your life, whatever it is, whatever pain and sorrow, that is all part of the illusion. Go right into your soul light. Go right into your soul light and know it. You will become strengthened. You will become wiser. You will become calmer. You will transform yourself into the person you meant to be.
Yes, and as you're doing that, as you did the meditation, you're sharing that with the world, sending your light around the world. And as we collectively do that, think of, you know, as one person does that, one person can do a lot. And then as we collectively do that, it, you know, we are changing the world. So this is Chris Danis on Voices of Women. We will come back in a little short bit and continue talking with Francine Vale.
Chris Danis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Vasily is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Torella. One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Torella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Torella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Torella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net. Listen to the Yo Andrew News talk show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet yoandrew at andrewtweetgeo. Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts.
Hey, Dr. Joe Dispenza here. Just wanted to take a moment and thank everybody for listening to me on the Dr. Pat Show. People who want to know where they can order the book, you can get it on Amazon as a pre-order. Our release date is April 29th of this year. If you pre-order, you can get some really great downloads, testimonials of people that actually heal themselves of cancer and some chronic conditions. In addition to that, you'll get the four principles of what it takes to have a remission of a disease. Thank you so much for the opportunity to contribute. Hope to see you in the future.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis, and we're talking with Francine Bale. Her book is Song of the Heart, Walking the Path of Light, and so she's been sharing that with us. And first, just for short, because I know you can't do a lot of talking on this, because we mentioned it, all that is, the true structure of what you call all that is. And from what I understand in reading your book, it's the spiral. It's a crystalline structure, and it's a spiral. And can you just briefly, in a minute, just share what you mean by all that is?
All that is. This is what life is composed of. Life is composed of light and sound vibration. Now, there is a central pulse to this vast, immeasurable spiral. The spiral is made of living crystal wall, which is a liquid. It's like a liquid crystal. And when I asked how thick are these walls, they told me it's a membrane. It's so thin that you could not measure it in human terms. Now, in the very center of this is a pulse. This is the center heart of God. And this pulse never stops. It beats constantly. And what it emits is light. The light is always coming out with every pulse from the very center of the all that is. Now, this light passes through the living crystal wall. As the light hits the living crystal wall, wherever it hits it, it creates a sound vibration. When you have a divine light blending with divine sound, you have divine celestial seeds of life. Celestial seeds of divine life. This is the creation. Now, wherever the light and sound come together, that celestial seed of life becomes a certain form. It's right there in the very beginning. And this is how we have all manner of life forms throughout all the universes. Now, there are billions and billions of spirals, all held together by magnetic resonance, and each spiral is an exact replica of the main spiral. It's called fractals. So every spiral has within it a central heartbeat. And every spiral creates its own life form. But it is all coming from, initially, from the one source, the heart of God. And God is love. So we are all created out of love. So that, in a nutshell, is the 10 incredible pages describing all that is. And when you read it, you can see that it's coming from a higher place. It's coming from a higher mind that is on me. I had to study it and learn it when it first came through me. But the most important thing is that everything that we do here on this planet affects everything else, everywhere else in our solar system, in our universe, and everything must remain in balance. So we, beginning with us, we must remain in balance. And we remain in balance by being thoughtful and conscious. So whenever we have a negative thought, it's intrinsic upon us, balance that negative thought with positive thought, that we don't walk around with an unbalanced point of view, meaning towards negative, which our society encourages. So this is a very important teaching. And when you read the structure of all that is, you understand, you can read it 2 or 3 times. It is a big teaching. And I offer workshops on this, and you do 6-hour workshops at a time for people to get this, and they love it. They love it because while they're in the midst of studying this and we talk about it, not just me sitting there and talking. We have a discussion about it. They feel them from getting it. And people start to get that aha moment of really truly getting it. And then they go home and read it again and they get it on a deeper level. So it needs to be read and studied. And once you get it, you understand how important we are. We are not meaningless. We are not unimportant. We are important. Everything we do affects the all that is. Don't forget, humanity is a collective body. We're here upon the earth. We affect the earth's energy. And the earth's energy affects us. And so we can't help it. What is happening on the other side of the world is going to affect us. And what we do affects the other side of the world. It's just that simple. Or you could have passing thoughts and not know where they come from. They're coming from your neighbor. Who knows where they're coming from? They're coming from somebody else, another human being, another energy form. And we are all one. Absolutely. And science is discovering this itself. Quantum theory, quantum mechanics, quantum physics, the oneness. And that's exactly how healings are done. So, you know, thought, discipline of thought. There is, we change things with our thoughts. Our thoughts are so powerful. You can't imagine how powerful our thoughts are. When we start to have bad thoughts, if we get together with a few people and start talking bad about somebody, we can hurt that person. We have to stop. And somebody has to come to that person's defense to say something positive about that person. Gossip is a really bad thing. And it's rampant in our society, all over the media. And we need to, when somebody says something, somebody else is discrediting them or doubting them. Let us live a little more in trust, you know, and love behind it. We treat each other with loving kindness. That is the overriding message that I get from spirit, is loving kindness. If you can't love someone, just treat them with kindness. Eventually, love will happen. But in the beginning, just be kind, even to someone who you don't think you like. Well, that part is all the illusion. You don't like somebody. So just treat them with kindness and transform your own energy. What we do to harm another harms ourselves. And what we do to help another helps ourselves. It's all one. And one of my biggest teachings, which I receive everything from the higher realms, is we were designed to help one another. That's how we were designed. Think about how you feel when you help somebody. You feel so good the rest of the day. It's like prana. It's like, you know, you can live on that. You know, you forget that you're hungry. And think of how you feel when someone helps you. When you really need help and someone comes along and helps you, whatever it is, you feel so good to have been helped. That's because we are designed to do that. That makes us feel good. Someone says something that's not pleasant to us, we feel bad. Our energy drops. Our immune system can drop if we hear it enough times. And that leads me to women's empowerment, but that's another discussion. So, yeah.
Well, that's a nice place to leave, you know, like, you know, to be kind, thoughtful. You know, we don't always like people's actions or like a person. And I think it's different to love. You know, that expansion of love is different than, you know, we're not going to accept everything that people do. There's things that we don't like, but we can we can still be kind and learn from others. So thank you so much for being here today, Francine.
Well, thank you so much, Chris, for giving me the opportunity to share what I have to share.
Yes, and you do have a lot to share. So be sure to check out Francine's work website, and you can see, you know, the workshops and various things she does. It's FrancineVale, VALE.com. And I'd like to leave everyone with the thought that you could reflect on this weekend and how you can be kind to others and pay attention to the negative thoughts you have and talking negatively about anything and other people, to really watch or be conscious of our intentions. Well, this is Chris Danis. I'm the founder of Woman of Wisdom, and Also have the Amazon bestseller and award-winning book, Women of Wisdom, Empowering the Dreams and Spirit of Women. It's a compilation of many of the great talks we've had at our conference from amazing women like Jean Houston and Jean Shinoda-Bolan, Marion Widman, Isabel Allende, and art and poetry and stories from our attendees. So it's a great inspiration of the divine feminine. And you can purchase that book at womenofwisdom.org. And also a reminder to check out our workshop that we're going to have with the men on June 28th with the Mankind Project. You can find that on our website under our programs. So I will be interviewing Elaine Dowdy next week. She's from the Inspiring Women Summit, and looking forward to that. So I hope everybody has a fabulous weekend, and thank you for being here today.
You've been listening to Voices of Women with Chris Stainis. Tune in each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for Voices of Women Today. Radio with Chris Stainis.
To Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Want to experience a deeper spiritual connection, reduce stress, and overcome anxiety? You can take control of your life now with the power of meditation. Let Jennifer Farmer, gifted intuitive, medium, and spiritual teacher, show you how easy it is to develop your natural intuitive gifts, manage chronic pain, and live abundantly with a consistent meditation practice. Sign up now for Jennifer's newsletter at jenniferfarmer.com to receive a free healing meditation and watch her free instructional videos at jenniferfarmer.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.